It was the first time that I was ever able to totally silence my mind and hear nothing but silence.
It's one of the best techniques that I've ever discovered for myself on how to do exactly what you're speaking about, to get past those thoughts that... Let me reread to you what Hawkins said about the mind. The letting go of thinkingness is facilitated by the awareness from the spiritual viewpoint that all thoughts are vanities with no intrinsic reality or value. Their attraction stems from the exaggerated value that accrues from their being considered as mine, these thoughts, and therefore special and worthy of respect and admiration or even careful preservation. He says, to undo the grip of the mind requires a radical humility and an intense willingness to surrender its underlying motivations. This willingness receives energy and power from the willingness that arises from the love of God and the passion for surrendering love of thought for love of God. You are surrendering love of thought for love of God. And then the gap... That feeling that you have, did any of you experience a little thing in your brain that just was like a little, just a little spark of pleasure, like, oh, that little, how many could have that feeling when you go into that gap? Just for a split second, you go back and something goes through you, like through your brain, up through your spine, that kundalini. That's God. That's when you have no thought and you have gone past this idea that your thoughts are so important, and you've surrendered the love of your thoughts for the love of God, and you'll only know that in the gap. Okay, this is the fifth principle. A reminder, it's never crowded along that extra mile. And one of the reasons for that is so many people are consumed by their past and living as if the things that happen to them in their life are the reasons why their life isn't going the way they would like it to go today. I'd like to suggest to you that in this principle, which I call giving up your personal history, I'd like to suggest to you that all of that is wonderful to talk about in therapy, and you can get a lot of help literally for going back and examining the things in your past that perhaps are troubling for you. But the illusion is that these are the things or the reasons why your life is not working the way you would like it to work today. That is the illusion. It's the illusion that Alan Watts spoke about when he used the metaphor of the wake of the boat. That the wake of a boat is nothing more than the trail that is left behind. If you stand on the back of a speedboat and watch it, it's a wonderful metaphor. You can get that picture in your head. You can simply see how it is all just a trail that is left behind. And if you ask yourself, what's driving the boat? What's making it go forward? The answer is that what's making it go forward is the present moment energy that is being generated by the engine in this moment, now. And that's the only thing that can make the boat go forward. And the most important question to ask yourself about this little metaphor is it possible for the wake to drive the boat? Can a wake, that is, can a trail that is left behind make a boat go forward? And of course, the answer to that is no, and thus, it is also true for your life, that the wake of your life is also a trail that is left behind. And this trail that is left behind is just that. It is not what is making you inefficient, poor, unhappy, depressed, stressful, sick, in bad relationships, and so on. Even though we like to think that and we like to put the responsibility for those things on all of these events that took place in our past, the fact is, the way I look at the past, is that everything that happened to us in the past had to happen in order for us to be where we are today. And the evidence that I have for that is that it did. And there's nothing else to say about it. It did, and it can't be undone. 1,000 years ago, a man named Omar Khayyam, who was a tent maker in the Muslim world, observed, "The moving finger writes, and having writ, moves on. Nor all thy piety nor wit can lure it back to cancel half a line, nor all thy tears wash out one word of it." He knew that in the Middle Ages. And yet we've got people who are consumed with the belief that because of the way you treated me, because of what you said to me, because of how I was abandoned, because of how I was mistreated, because of how I was abused, because of how I was ignored, because of my past, that I lived in this particular set of circumstances or that, that these are the reasons why my life is not going the way I would like it to go today. And if there's any advice that I think will help you to get onto the extra mile where it's not very crowded, it came to me from a man named Carlos Castaneda, who I was reading something that he had written in a book called The Fire from Within. And he said, "One day, I finally realized that I no longer needed a personal history." He said, "And just like drinking, I gave it up." And he said, "That and only that has made all the difference in my life." So that all of these things and all of these events that transpired, that took place up until now, all you can say to them is thank you. And I'm talking about all of it. Thank you for abandoning me. Thank you for the abuse. Thank you for the struggles. Thank you for all of it, because it is out of those falls and out of those struggles and all of those difficulties that I generated the energy to propel myself to a higher place. And without those falls, without those struggles, without those difficulties, I wouldn't be able to get to the place I am today.